he'd had a problem for a while, and he was struggling a bit in training, and you know, went to see the specialist on Wednesday, and maybe was expecting to hear that he'd have to stop playing, but obviously didn't expect the news that he had this terrible illness. So you know, I spoke to him Wednesday, and I've kept in touch with him. You know, he wanted to tell family and friends, obviously, over the weekend, but then, you know, get it out in the media today because, you know, people are obviously asking questions, you know, why hasn't he been in training, etc., etc. So he just wanted to get it out there. I told the players yesterday, and he came in today to speak to all the lads himself, which is typical of Stephen. You know, I mean, he wants to, you know, be up front. He doesn't want people to be worried about what to say to him. He's came in, gone in the dressing room with the lads and had a chat with all them. And yeah, you know, we can only offer him, you know, the support we can give him. And, you know, I've spoke to him about, you know, keeping him involved, coming into the training ground, and you know, he's keen to do that. And, you know, I think that's very important that we do that, which, you know, he can help us, you know, in many areas.
We'll come on to the lads' support in a minute. When you say he was struggling in training, when he was missing training, what were the signs there? Who pointed it out to him? Was it you? Did he know himself? Sort of thing, that something might not be right.
No, Stephen did have a nerve problem in his arm for a while, and it's been affecting him. But he's been able to train up to the last few weeks, and he felt that it was restricting him too much. Although you probably wouldn't have known that because he's still was, as he always does, setting a great example on the training pitch. So for the last few weeks, say 3 or 4 weeks, he kind of stopped training but came in the gym and did some work for the lads, and we've been waiting for this appointment, really, which was last Wednesday.
And then you say he spoke to the lads. What was their reaction? Because obviously this is their teammate, they know him so well, he probably spends more time with them in a large sense than he does partly with his family. So.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the lads are devastated, and I can't really use any other word than that, you know, for Stephen, because, like I say, even though his time at Bolton, he hasn't figured in the first team as much as he would have liked, and probably, you know, he's been restricted slightly by the problems he's had. He's very, very well respected because, even though things haven't gone well for him in terms of playing wise, he's always contributed in terms of helping other players, and he did that throughout the whole of last season. For me, played his role in helping us stay in the division. We took him on away trips even when he wasn't going to be involved in the team, just to be around the boys in the dressing room, and that's the type of character Stephen is. And you know, the lads are obviously you know, upset by the news, but you know, like I said, typical of Stephen, you know, he wants to come in and say, lads, listen, speak to me about it, don't, you know, what I want to, you know, I want to still be able to come in and speak to you, and don't be worried about what saying anything to me.
And what about you yourself, though? Because this is a man you've had at Bradford, yeah, and then brought him to Bolton. So talk about the first time you met him and what he was like at Bradford. And
I mean, I remember meeting Stephen to sign him at Bradford, and you know, obviously thought about it a lot over the last week or so. That I remember saying to him, look, Stephen, look, this is what we need at Bradford. You know, we're trying to rebuild this club. We need people who are going to be committed every single day, come on a journey with us, and set standards. And as I was saying it, I could just feel him looking at me with those eyes as if saying, you're talking about me. And, you know, he came on board, we signed him, and, you know, the Bradford people, I'm sure, will tell you as much as I can in terms of his contribution, in terms of his spirit, really. You know, never say die attitude on the pitch. And, you know, he was a great player for Bradford through some terrific times, and, yeah.
And then, obviously, when you came to Bolton, you wanted Stephen there with you.
Yeah, obviously, Stephen left Bradford, and you know, we brought him in. So we brought him on board, and like I said, he hasn't figured as much as he wanted, you know. And but you know, sometimes people can contribute in other ways, and that's certainly what he's done.